Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, author of a few books, and welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and I'm just looking outside over my patio for the weather report for you. Blue skies, scattered clouds, gorgeous, gorgeous day. I hope it's a gorgeous day wherever you are. Now, I'm feeling a bit rogue this morning because I haven't had a shave before coming to do this podcast. And I say that because I was in the military for about 14 years. Now, it's been 19 years since I left the military, but I still get this like little bit of a jitter about, ooh, I haven't shaved today. Ooh. So welcome to this podcast. And in these podcasts, I'm all about helping you raise your level of vibration, energy, vibrancy, success, happiness, joy, all of those things in your life, by giving you practical tips, tools, and strategies. So, as always, I want this session to be all about practical tips, tools, and strategies. And if they work for you, feel free, and I would be very grateful for you to pass these on to others as well, so they can pick these little things up. Sometimes it's the little things that make these shifts, and I'm all about return on investment, that create these significant course corrections in life. You know, some of the little things that we can do. So with the Life Masterclass podcast, I normally base it on, say, client conversations. You know, I'm coaching different clients and different things come up and I think, oh, that's relevant. Or it might be something that happens in my life. So just the other day, I was taking a merry stroll along the beach in Bali, beautiful day, and bumped into a friend I haven't seen for a couple of years. Now, this friend was got a jewelry business. She's a jewelry designer. She was up in Ubud in Bali, if you've ever been to Bali. And she was getting to a stage where she was doing quite well with her business, so she opened up three shops, not too long before the whole coronavirus show came along, closed all of those shops down, so a bit stressed out, because obviously that was her principal focus with the business, retail. So retail gone, so then she's trying to reposition herself into the online space. So like a little bit of stress level up here. So the first lesson for you is, she was letting the stress level get up here and wasn't reaching out for help to help her through this particular thing. So first thing is, when we feel this sense of overwhelm, don't hesitate to reach out for help. Like, we're all in this together, all of us on this planet, 7.8 billion of us, we're all in this together. So don't feel like you need to do it alone. That's the first thing. So the second thing was the point of this podcast about ceilings falling in and all of that sort of stuff. So I was talking to her and she had come down to the beach. It was her birthday the day before, and she was talking about how she was just about to back out of her house before driving down to have her birthday on the beach. And the ceiling falls down. And as I sort of back up on that story, it turns out that, you know, we're coming into wet season here in Bali, starting to rain quite a bit, and she notices a leak, so she puts a bucket under that, and then, you know, goes on for a period of more days, more weeks, and then there's another leak, so puts another bucket out, so now I've got a couple of buckets out there, and then there's another leak, and there's like another bucket out, so there's three or four buckets out there capturing these drops of rain. And leaving it, because busy with other things, stressed with other things, and then all of a sudden gets to the point where the actual ceiling collapses in. So, you know, I was, you know, very empathetic for her and trying to help her out as best as I can. The other thing was the reminder about dealing with stuff when they're a small thing. And that can be challenging when we've got these, you know, big elephants in the room that we're trying to deal with, and we're like, you know, here I am trying to sort out my shops, I'm trying to get this online thing going and all that sort of stuff. This little leaky thing seems like irrelevant or not important in perspective to this other big thing. But we need to be conscious of seeing the consequences of these things. Like, this is one of the challenges with being in a fear state. If we're feared, if we're in a fear state, if we're stressed out, we tend to have a more singular point of focus. And I use the analogy of, it's like looking through a toilet roll holder or toilet roll. So you're looking through that toilet roll trying to figure out life. So if you're looking through that, you don't have a broad perspective. So stress causes us to have a narrow view. We have a tunnel vision view. So we can't see the big picture. So we can't actually see and perceive consequences of the small stuff. So step one is to, you know, get out of this fearful state, to drop back in and stabilize and get to that calm place of being. And that's where we want to be as we go through life, so that we can notice these little things and we have the frame of mind and the expansiveness of consciousness and self-awareness to go, I think I need to deal with that thing as it's a small thing, because if I don't, it can turn into a much bigger thing and have much bigger consequences. So, you know, as you're going through life, as there's challenges that have come up for all of us in 2020, are there some little things that you're not taking care of that could lead to significant things? And those little things might be in a relationship. Is there a little niggly thing that hasn't been dealt with and you've sort of swept it up under the carpet? In your business, is there a little thing that you're sort of sweeping in under the carpet? Maybe you've got an employee that's a particular issue, but you're hoping that they'll sort themselves out and that sort of thing. So again, little issue, sort of not wanting to deal with it or thinking that you've got bigger things. This is why, you know, I'll put a link down to the podcast where I talk about the importance of having a weekly check-in. This weekly check, and we look at, okay, there's these big elephants that I'm working on. Is there anything else in my sphere of influence that is going to impact me down the track that I need to deal with right now? So it's dealing with the stuff that is most important, as opposed to always being focused on the stuff that is most urgent. Take a step back. So the practical piece for this conversation for you is there anything in your life that's a little issue now that you're sort of pushing to the side, or, you know, sweeping under the rug, not wanting to deal with it, or thinking that, oh, I haven't got time to deal with that, that may have consequences? So I want you, after this conversation, to take a 5-minute break, grab a pen and paper out and sort of have a look and, like, you know, look around the different components and aspects of your life: relationships, health, professional, anything else like those component pieces. Is there anything else within those component pieces that is an issue that needs to be dealt with now? I know you've got it. The other thing I'm super excited about, and I just want to share with you, there's 5 weeks to go until I've got the Life Masterclass online coming. So that's a live event I've been doing for 4 years. 2020's come along, pushed me into making this thing online, as people have been asking for a few years. Finally got it online. So that's happening 27th to the 29th. Check out the details down below. There's an early bird discount through to the end of this month. So chop, chop, check it out. And that is a powerful event. It's most powerful thing that I do, most thing, the thing I enjoy doing the most. We go deep dive, we have a lot of deep inner work and that sort of stuff, and it's a chance to step back. What I find is most people don't actually take the time to step back and really get clear about where they are, where they want to get to, what's holding them back, and, you know, what are they doing that's working or not working. This is the perfect time, as we come towards the end of 2020, to stabilize and get clear so that you can step into 2021 in a whole different frame of mind. So I would love to see you there. So check out the details. If it resonates for you, that would be awesome, awesome, awesome to see you. I have 10 Q&A coaching sessions over the course of the program as well. So lots of opportunities to ask me questions one-to-one. So there you go. That's about it. That's the main thing. If you want to work with me or do anything with me, you know how to get in touch with me. But otherwise, I hope that you are having a fantastic day. I hope you have a fantastic day wherever you are, this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. All the very best, and take care.